Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. Hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow, I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show, I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now, I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight, I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Pussy nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Oh, that's my jam, y'all. That's my jam. That's 407 takeoff. 407 takeoff. I've been new. He on YouTube, man. He got some hits. He riding. What's happening, world? We are back at it yet another week with two awesome folks, the Newman's Lovely Black and my awesome spouse co-host Mo Beans. What's happening, boo?
Yo, what's up, world? What's up, Miss Lovely Black? Chilling, man. Just ready to get it in and have a good show. You know what I'm saying? I'm just cooling, man, on a Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get into this real talk. We got an interesting topic tonight that I want to touch base on, and yeah, I'm ready.
Oh man, so let me do my house cleaning. You know, as I normally do. First of all, I want to give a big shout out to the Decent in Order show. I really don't want to get his show wrong because he's a really cool guy. And they had me on their show tonight. So, yeah, it's the Decent and In Order show. You can find them on Live TV, LYVE TV on Facebook or live TV on YouTube. They're also on Amazon Fire Stick and Roku on the Status Network. So they had me on tonight. We had a nice little interview. I'm so honored, you know, to be back doing my media run. I'm persistent. As I told you guys, if you want to do an interview with me, make sure you get at me. I got three interviews this up-and-coming week coming up.
Nice.
And those dates that they are released will be announced. Doing some pre-recorded interviews. So, I mean, for right now, I have dates all the way out till late September.
Damn,
please jump on board. You know, let's do this. You know, I am hungry. I am eager. You know, and I'm ready to work. So, I'm happy to be a part of.
Too. I got a chance to
check
it out.
Thank you. Okay, how do you think about it?
Yo, it was cool, man, because you know what? I have a Roku. So I'm like, it feels like a fun reason. So, you know, I saw when you shouted it out, you know what I'm saying, when you promoted it, I was like, okay, let me just download this real quick on my Roku. Yeah, but it was cool. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like your interview.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was cool. You had a really, really, really good interview. So shout out to you for that.
You see the vibration, right? I had on the yellow,
yeah.
Right? Vibration.
Yeah,
I'm saying my vibration was right.
Yeah, that, yeah.
You know.
That was the right color to pick for that. You have very good energy.
Right, like understand that your energy,
yeah.
and this is tonight. We're gonna touch on this, man, about mental health issues, man. The simple things that can change the way you feel on the inside, because happiness comes from within. So. Definitely salute to them. I want to say thank you to everybody that is currently in field blowing up my phone for the interview. Thank you guys for tuning in. Everybody tuned in on their own types of platform. Thank you to my sister for tuning in and being my cheerleader on Facebook Live. Oh my God, I was like, oh my God. You know, like,
but
as long as
support.
I've been out here in the game, like, I didn't have that same support system from the people close to me. Because what I was doing, they was like, oh, my God, you're doing that. It's so taboo. But I know plenty of women that do what I was doing for free. But to be able to actually do some things that, you know, I have people that's proud of me and what I'm doing, that actually means so much to me that so many people tuned in through different platforms tonight. I've been smiling ever since reading these messages and responding. And it's just only great things to come. So shout out to them, folks. Because they did a good job. Carlos, from the Decent in Order show. And if you missed it, go on to YouTube, to Live TV, LYZ TV, and support them as you guys support us. Salute to our top five, the United States, Canada, Australia, the Republic of Korea, and Italy. Okay, come on now. Australia and Italy, they're in our top five. Tell a friend and another friend, we hear you, we appreciate you. Now we have over 30 countries that's tuning in. We have not forgot about y'all. We appreciate you guys too, but it's so many to call out. We just call out our top five. So if you want to get in the top five, tell a friend and another friend, continue to stream the show. We 2 years in, and we do this every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, like I said, I got three interviews next week, but as the information comes available that when they are actually going to air them, I will share them. Make sure you guys stay up on the newmentalityblack.com. I'll start putting the information up there as well. So we're just really out here. And make sure you guys check out the books. Man, my books are on Google Books and Amazon. So, you know, make sure you check out my books. I have seven titles out under my name, The New Miss Lovely Black as well. So, tonight we're talking about overcoming mental health issues. For me, this topic was everything in the world to me because it was so sad for me. In the last 2 weeks, you guys know I have to be on social media. I have to, you know, interact with my, you know, some of the ideas and stuff like that. In the last 2 weeks, I've seen so many people on my Facebook feed saying, you know, I want to die. I'm sick of this. I'm ready to kill myself. I'm over this. And that kind of touched my heart. And for me to be in a position where I have people listening, man, each one, listen, understand this. I see people on social media complaining about how their life is going. They're just in a Debbie Downer mood. Listen, when you speak on how your life is going in a negative light, when you give it attention, you know, that's just like somebody trolling you. When you give them attention, they're going to keep on going. But if you ignore them, right, they stop, right? They're not going to argue with themselves. So if you're on social media and you are giving the enemy, you're giving the negativity energy about your life or what's going on, what's going wrong in your life, guess what? It's going to keep happening because you're feeding into it. Happiness starts from within. And so that actually starts with the simple things as the colors you wear, okay? Tonight I did my show, I wore pink, right? I wore yellow, sorry.
Okay.
I wore yellow,
and,
you know, black, shut up, with the black writing because, right, it's your vibration, you know? If I put on all black all the time, guess what my energy is going to be? Guess what my vibration is going to be? Dark. Start lightening up your life with color, you know? Some women, they wear all black because they don't like the way they shape or they don't like something about their body, so they're going to wear all black. And even when I had a nice body, not to say that I don't now, but, you know, when I was super fine, I always wore black, you know. But that's not a good color. You know what I'm saying? That's not a good color. It's a demand.
I rock my black, though.
The negative energy.
I feel you, though.
You want to brighten up. You want to brighten your vibration. Nothing in this world is worth. Listen, you're put here for a mission, right? You have your journey. That before you even come back into this world and borrow the body that you're using, you know, your journey was from your past life. So you, as yourself, you were here before. You borrowed the body, you know, and was reborn. But you had a journey that, you know, you started in your past life that maybe you didn't finish, or you know, that you need to touch people's lives. It doesn't matter who is cool with you. It doesn't matter that the people close to you don't support you. It doesn't matter that you help everybody around you, and when you need help, they don't have your back. None of these things are worth you taking your life. It doesn't matter that somebody doesn't like you, that somebody's talking about you. We are so caught up in images, everything, that we got our suicide rate is gone through the roof. And on top of the things that we're eating, the chemicals that are being put in our food, right, that is actually bringing on depression, like it's nobody's business. I love you. If no one else told you, they have suicide hotlines. When you feel down and low, saying that you want to kill something, right, when that vibration gets on you, you want to kill that way of thinking. You want to kill the way that you used to be. It's not saying kill yourself. When that thought comes, it's not saying take your life, take yourself out. It's saying kill your thought process. When that feeling comes on, it's saying kill the way you think. If you have been doing so much for everyone and no one's there for you, kill that. Stop doing so much for everybody. When you get on, like, there's nothing that we're going through that is enough for us to say, I don't want to be here anymore, right? Because what we go through is a part of our journey and our test. And as long as we can continue to learn while we're going through what we're going through, we're going to come out even better on the other side. So the key to this, for this mental health issue, is self, right? Mental self. You have to change some things about you. You have to put in that work to be a better you so that you don't continue to go through the same thing. Because if you keep going through the same thing, it's something that you have not done with you. And you can, I changed this up and I changed that up, but you're not done yet. Your time is going to come when your time is going to come. So, you know, like, it saddens me that so many people are like, I really wish I was as happy as I was on the outside. Listen, as much as I have going on in my life, you know, I hear people saying, you know, oh, I can't get a job. You know, a lot of times it's just that you're not trying hard enough, and you may not want to hear that, but that's true. A lot of times it's that you may have not looked in the right places. A lot of times it's just rewording your resume. Do you even have a resume? A lot of times it's how you dress and how you talk. You ain't got no ride, but they got the city bus. They got bicycles. It's a lot of things. A lot of times it's just us. But listen, let me tell you something. When you really, really, really want to make something happen in your life, you're going to make it happen. I go through things, no matter how strong I am, I go through things, and guess what I do? I shed my tears, I purify myself and I keep moving. Why? Because I don't dwell on what I don't have. I dwell on what I do have. It can be worse.
Yeah.
How? You know, I don't have a place to stay. I don't have a car. I don't have this. How can it get more worse? It can get more worse. What if you are still here and somebody very close to you was taken away from you for you to be able to understand the message that I'm giving to you? That's going to hurt even worse. We are all temporarily borrowing the being that we are in. You know, we borrow these bodies. We all have to go. So understand, like, you know, you having a problem finding a job. That's okay. Go look for something else. Listen, I went from making, I mean, thousands of dollars a month to barely paying my bills. Not even $2,000 a month. The whole month. And I got a place. And I got a car insurance. I got all of this stuff. You hear me? That was not what I wanted to do. But I had a journey set out for me. Okay, you know what? I went to school, but I can't find a job in what I went to school in. So guess what? I'm going to go and just get me a job so that I can bring money in, and I'm going to work my way to my goal. Because sometimes we do things that's not a part of our journey. In 2014, when I officially was looking forward to working and so forth, and granted, I didn't start working until 2015, just FYI. At the end of 2013, I knew I was done with the adult entertainment industry. 2014, I was pregnant. I was pregnant 2014. This was me realigning myself. I had took a whole year to realign myself. If you would have told me in 2015 that in 2019, I would have 7 books published, that I would have a radio show that has been running for 2 years worldwide, that I would be a mother of 2 small kids, that I would be back home in our bed. If you would have told me these things, I would have never believed you. This wasn't my journey. This wasn't what I set out for. I had went back to school. I wanted to do something. But the reason I didn't get a job, and I couldn't get a job, because that wasn't my journey. That wasn't what was aligned for me. So sometimes it's you. Sometimes you just got to stop and pray. So whoever you pray to and ask them to direct you, direct me, where am I supposed to go? Please reveal to me what I'm supposed to do. Don't jump the gun. Sometimes it's not about what you want. It's what the universe has aligned for you. You have to go to your north node. What is it? You got to go towards your north node. What is it that you're supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? So keep in mind, I'm a mother of 2 small kids. I go to work today alone. I got up at 8 o'clock this morning, right? I was a little tired, so I normally up at 7:30. I got up at 8 o'clock this morning, took a shower. I cooked breakfast. I was on my day job by 10. I had to fix my little one breakfast because only one of them here right now. The other one is on vacation. I had to fix some breakfast. I had to work my job to 6:30. I had to get off. I had to get prepared for my interview at 8 o'clock. And I did my interview from 8 to 8:30. Then I had to get prepared to do this show. You know what I'm saying? That's trying. We sleep when we've done. You got to do what you got to do. You got to apply yourself. And in some sense, you're not weak. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. But you are great, and you are a warrior. Black man is God. You have to apply yourself even harder than you ever thought about applying yourself, and maybe things in your life will change. Black woman is goddess, Mother Earth. Black woman is Mother Earth. Sis, it gets hard. We know these men ain't taking care of their kids. Sis, we know that you in love with Jody, and Jody not doing right. Sis, we know that, you know, these people keep passing you over for promotion. Sis, we know rent due. You know, sis, we understand the income tax money still ain't came in yet. We understand all of these, right? All of these things, but I want to tell the women and the men out here something. You know that relationship that you was in, that situationship with that dude that you was in, and he showed you over and over and over that he wasn't going to do right by you? He showed you over and over that he didn't want to be with you. He done moved in with the other chick. He ain't giving you the attention. He telling you just what you want to hear, but he's showing you completely different. He won't give you what you want, but you is determined, and you got the willpower to make that your man, and you do not give up on him, right? You don't give up on him, and he's showing you he don't want to be with you. So why you want to give up on life? Why you won't let God show you how to be loved? Why you won't give God a chance? Why you won't give the universe a chance to work with you and redirect you? But you'll give that man or that woman that's showing you 10 million times. They give them 10 million opportunities. See, you got to believe in yourself more than you believe in other people, because having that person is not what's going to make you happy. Trust me. Because if he doing all this to you while y'all not together, what you think he going to do to you when y'all are together? You know what I'm saying? It's even worse now. Because the only thing, when you chasing a man, the only thing, or a woman, the only thing you showing them is that you really want to be with them, and you're going to put up with any and everything. Because his behavior ain't going to change. A man and a woman will only do what you allow them to do, and I tell you guys this. So mentally, you are tiring yourself out chasing and going after something that you cannot have. Then, you know, she got a whole nother boyfriend, but she told you she ain't want no boyfriend. She got a whole nother baby daddy, but she never let you sleep with her without a rubber. You got to pay attention to the signs. We mentally exhaust ourselves for no reason. When the signs are there, you know what I'm saying? When you are attached to something, that shows mental instability. But when you are detached from something, that shows stability. Because nothing in this world, other than your children, nothing, you shouldn't be attached to them to a certain extent. But nothing in this world you should have to have, or have to have under you, or have to be this way, or have to be that way. You know? Like it's just not. You are better than that. So every morning when you get up, no matter how bummish you feel, no matter how hard your night was before, you look in that mirror and say that I am awesome. You look in that mirror and say, I'm a handsome white man. I'm a handsome Italian man. I am a handsome Cuban man. I'm a handsome black man. And I can do this. I can overcome this. The power is within. You have to start from within, right? And happiness comes from within. Find your happy place, because there's not a soul out here that you should give control over your happiness. See, the one thing that they can't break is the thing that you don't give them. But if you got to be with this person in order to be happy, then guess what? They are in control of your happiness. He who angers you controls you. He can control, she can control how you feel. She can control, you know, whatever's going on with you. It's okay to love somebody, but they shouldn't be in control of your happiness. Your job shouldn't be the funnel of your happiness. Yeah, you should enjoy what you do, but the only person that should control your happiness is you. Pick up a hobby. Do something. We need you here. The suicide really has to stop. And if you don't have anybody that's on your level that you feel like you that understands you, because I know that's an issue. You feel like, oh, these people, they get paid to talk to people. You know, they get paid to tell us what they want to hear. They can't really relate. I'm from the streets, and I'm book smart at the same time. I can relate to what you're going through. I can talk to you about what you're going through. I can tell you some of my stories, and it's not fun. It's not fun. But understand that if you are not supposed to be here, you would not be here. But it's not for you to take your journey in your hands and end your life, because guess what? You ain't going to do nothing but come back as somebody else because you didn't finish your test. So you're going to be right back here mad as hell that you didn't came back here and you didn't killed yourself in this lifetime and you're coming back again. And you got to start all the way back over.
Hold on. You saying it's like a video game?
I mean, if that's like, what you want to like call it. You know, everything in life that they create is a mimic of something. So, you know, they created video games. Where do they get the thoughts and ideas from? These people ain't just pulling this shit out of their head. Just all of a sudden, they're mimicking this. When you look at certain movies, look at the symbols. You got to pay attention. The Ankh was in movies before we even, you know what I'm saying, was doing research to figure out what the Ankh was. You know, you got devil symbols in movies that it, you know what I'm saying, trains our brain to be acceptive of disaster. You know, so when you pay attention to things, if you say, if you want to relate to it as a video game, where do you think they get the logic from that from?
Now, I'm just putting it out there. I'm going to play, you know, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's a lot of truth to what you said. You know what I'm saying? And some people can't handle the truth because it's a mystery. And, you know, the more and more you kind of, you know, experience life, and then if you really, like, you know, look deep into yourself and kind of let your intuition, you know, I guess, lead you, then the more and more things become revealed. You know what I'm saying? So I feel you. I'm just, you know, like, I just want to put it out there for the listener, though. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's some deep stuff that we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think mental health is definitely, like, it's always been around, people having mental health issues, but now, you know, everybody has an outlet. You know, everybody has a phone now to really, and then you got social media to kind of just vent. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's wild how, like, you know, I might not even freaking ever met this person, you know what I'm saying? But through social media, you know, I can really already, you know them just from their thoughts, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I think Twitter is so interesting to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, people got to just try to find happiness within themselves, like you said. You know, you can't really depend on nobody or no thing to make you happy, because, you know, you're giving that too much power. You know, like you said, the power is within you. So, you know, because, you know, this is deep, and I'm just going to shed on some mental issues from myself. So me personally, I'm pretty good, but, you know, like anybody else, you know, I experience anxiety, you know what I'm saying, when you feel overwhelmed or, you know, I don't really get too nervous on certain things, but, you know, anxiety, it's just like, you know, you feel a little off balance when you go into situations that you're really not accustomed to, or where you, you know, certain, when you just don't feel like you should be there at that particular time, you'd rather be doing something else, so you might get some anxiety that way. So what helps me overcome my anxiety has been certain things, you know, certain things that I like to do. But probably the most thing that matters to me most now is time. You know what I'm saying? I like to have my time to myself. I hate when people waste my time, because time is one thing that you can't get back and you can't buy. You know what I'm saying? You can be a billionaire. You know what I'm saying? But if you 80 years old, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to have, you know, it's only so much time. You can't buy, you know, a 20-year-old body. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is. So time is something that's very valuable, but at the same time, like, money isn't everything, but money is very needed. So that can curb my anxiety, because money brings power, you know what I'm saying? And power gives you a certain way to kind of twist things and leverage things in your favor. So, you know, I'm constantly battling that, you know what I'm saying? Cause I want to have my money, but then I want to have time, you know what I'm saying? So, and then women, shout out to my wife, you know, this is hashtag happily married man, but, you know, women has always curbed my anxiety, you know what I'm saying? So if I got some women in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's always been good. That gives me confidence, you know what I'm saying? So, and money gives me confidence, and having time gives me confidence. So confidence helps me battle anxiety, you know what I'm saying? Because when you're confident, you know, you feel like your life is in balance, and that's when you exude that, you know what I'm saying? When you're a little off balance, that's where your confidence gets shaken, and that's where maybe an anxiety can kick in. So I think, you know, this is deep, you know what I'm saying? And the more and more, like, I got this book that I always, it changed my life, you know what I'm saying? And it's not for everybody, because everybody's journey is different, like we talked about. And, you know, I like what you were talking about in your interview, how, I guess, because, you know, it seemed like they might have been, like, religious, maybe Christians. But you just said, well, I forgot what you said. You said something to the I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you said something like, I don't want to talk nobody else out of what they're into, but, you know, I'm into what I'm into. You know what I'm saying? Kind of in a way. You know what I'm saying? But I would never.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so, like, you know,
he kind of touched on the fact that, you know, on air that I told him not to push his Jesus on me.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know, since it was there, I'm going to address it, you know, since you brought it up, you know. But, you know, listen, I believe in God. I'm not a Christian. And
yeah,
I don't try to push my beliefs on anybody, and I ask for the same. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, Christians are, oh, you're not a Christian. Oh, they be the first one to judge. Oh, you're not a Christian.
Well,
I can't be around you.
They,
oh, you don't believe in God. Oh, something wrong with her. Oh, you burning candles. You summoning the evil. And you know what I'm saying? Like, Christians are the most fucked up thinking individuals that I know.
No, it all depends.
Those are going to be the ones to judge you.
It could be anybody. It could be all types of religion. You know what I'm saying? You got a fanatic in
it. Is, but
we're
speaking on Christians because that's,
okay.
I don't know
a
lot of the other ones, but I mean, I know some Catholics,
well,
but out of both, you
know,
the Catholics are super cool. You know, they understand what it is. The Christians, you know, they all judgmental. They all got something to say. They all turning their nose up. They all, you know, talking behind somebody's back. But it's like, how, you know, in this very same Bible that you worship, you know, you're doing all of the things that you shouldn't be doing. You know, that gets me. But, you know, look at Megan Good. She did an interview, and she told people, like, you know, straight up, same thing. Christians are the most stuck up people, and they're very judgmental. And that's why she stopped going to church.
Mm.
And she married a preacher.
She did. You know, she got my same birthday, man. She a lioness, August 8th, man. That's why I really like Megan Good. Yeah, but
she married a preacher. So
you gotta think about,
you know, everybody ain't going crazy. You know, when there's certain questions that's asked that you can't get answers to, you know, that's the stuff that you should think about. Why can't I answer this? You know. Why can't, you know, it be an answer to that? So, you know, mentally, you know, it's a lot because we are not doing the research. It's a difference from looking something up and doing research. You know, I wouldn't look this up. Now, here's the thing. I just found out, and I'm still doing my research on this, right? But a goddess was saying blessings. You know, I talk a lot about your vocabulary and how you speak. You know, and retraining your mind to understand that it ain't really the same word that's meaning the same thing, good and bad. And that was the cop-out way for not teaching us, for taking our language and taking the knowledge of what we know and pouring, you know, the shit that, you know, we got called English on us. But blessings, you know, when they say, you know, everybody, blessings is well used, blessings, blessings. And I found out today that the definition, the true definition of blessing is be lesser than. Be lesser than, right? Be lesser than. So it's really, we say blessings, right? It comes from the Bible. So, you know, blessings, 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 right? But be lesser than, to be lesser than. So give me a blessing to be lesser, to make me lesser than, right? And so when I started to do my research, okay, on this particular terminology, everything that came up was what they wanted me to see, what they wanted, you know what I'm saying? And I had to go dig really, really deep to start to get the proper terminology of what I'm looking for, you know what I'm saying? So you got to understand that when we as a people, we go off of what we know. We go off of what we think we know, you know. So when you go to school, right, there are a lot of subjects that they made really easy. But the one thing, like, they teach you, you know, how to do research, right, in school, in middle school, in high school. They teach you how to go find stuff. And that was the thing that we hated to do the most now, right? So now, you know, when most people hate to do research, so they don't. But this new generation has brought out an amazing standpoint. They never thought that black people would get this smart. They never thought that we would say, wait a minute, and break the chains to say, wait a minute, we're not going off of what somebody tell us. Let's go figure out our own way. They didn't think that we would start to go back to our African roots to figure out how our ancestors did it. You know what I'm saying?
I seen something
today. It says our ancestors did not have resources, but they had courage. But today we have resources with no courage, and we are slowly changing that with greats like Nipsey Hussle and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
We are changing the momentum of it. So when you're feeling down, you got to understand your purpose. You got to understand your spiritual God. You got to understand why you're here. Go do some research. Go read some books. man, break the ties of the mental chains that are on you, right? On your mental
exactly.
thinking, because you don't sit back and say, well, this don't add up. You just do it because you're used to doing it, and that's what makes you a robot and not a human being. Well, this is what I was told to do. This is how I was taught to do. Come on, you gonna eat this or not? This is what I know, or what I think I know. I don't want to do that no more, because when I ask questions, they don't come right. Or me trying to do what I was told to do and taught to do is making me feel less than, because I'm waiting for something to happen that they say it should happen if I do what they told me to do, and it's not happening, so I don't want to be here no more. I give up. Life is hard. But
the whole analogy
changes.
Not connected.
When you realize that what you told was wrong, that you are powerful, that you are the burning light and the candle is you, that the strength is within you, that all you have to do is work on you to be the person that you want to be as great as you want to be. So when you start to learn and get these tools, you're like, what do I do with it? And you're going to be hungry for more. And you're going to be hungry. You telling me I'm this great? Because based upon this, what they telling me I should be doing right now, I don't feel so great. But you are great.
Yeah, so that's facts. So what I was just going to touch on, too, and I forgot to say, you know, because I kind of got off on a tangent, but the book that really changed my life, you know what I'm saying, because I was born Christian, you know, then, like I said, I studied Islam in high school, actually, and I didn't really know too much, even though I went to school with a lot of Jews, so there was a lot of Jewish people in Cleveland Heights in my neighborhood. I never really knew too much about their race or religion. So anyway, long story short, it was funny because we got to talking about this like in one of my chat rooms, you know what I'm saying, that I got with my fellows, my Instagram, like our group chat or whatever. But we start breaking down, like, do you still believe in Jesus? And if so, and this and that, and this, that, and the third. So one of the fellows had asked me a question and, you know, asked me, like, you know, what do I think of Jesus? And, you know, I simply replied that Jesus is the Son. And I really truly believe that now. And God, you know what I'm saying? God is God, but God is really the universe, you know what I'm saying? And Jesus is the Son, so hence the Son of God. So anyway, long story short, I bought, like, in 2000, I don't know if it was in Brooklyn or Harlem, I was a year into, you know, living in New York, or I was probably living in Jersey at the time, but I did stay in Jersey for like a year. But anyway, I moved to New York in probably like 2001, 2002. But anyway, so like in 2000 in the New York area, I was in Brooklyn or I was in Harlem, but I came across this book that changed my life, and it's called Egyptian Yoga, The Philosophy of Enlightenment, and it's by, author named Muwatta Ashby. Like it just opened up, everything just made sense. It was so interesting to me. So then it was like, oh, so what made you gravitate towards Kemet and Egypt and the whole philosophy? And I was just like, yo. Ever since in high school, you know, I went to this high school, high, basically, and I took geometry, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, but I had never really thought about this until this person asked me this question like last week. And I was like, yeah, you know, at Heights, I took this class, geometry, which was a math class. And, you know, if you study geometry, it just breaks everything down into angles and certain things. And then I, you know, looking at pyramids and just the right angle and all this other stuff and these different, just different equations. And I was like, I was just so infatuated the way Egypt had everything lined up so mathematically and scientifically. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo, then when I saw the book, it brought the spirituality to it. You know what I'm saying? So it all just totally made sense. And then, you know, for the longest time, you know, and it's funny because as the years, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I was raised Christianity and all this other stuff, and I never went to, Bible study or nothing like that, because it didn't really connect with me at that time. I mean, I was too young to even understand it. But long story short, so I'm just buying into the fact of, you know, as a little dude, like, Adam and Eve and all this other stuff that, you know, I heard my grandparents talk about and all this other stuff when I went to church with them. But then again, but at the same time, as a little dude, I'm in class. I'm talking about my elementary school years now. I'm in elementary class learning about dinosaurs. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, so why is there no dinosaurs in the Bible and stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? So then, you know, then I find out, come to find out, I'm thinking Adam and Eve and Jesus and all this other stuff. So then, you know, my later years, I think probably like high school or whatever, it dawns on me that Egypt was before all of freaking, you know, not before dinosaurs, obviously, but before all of the freaking Jesus and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? And when you say B.C., you know, you're speaking of before Christ, and I really never knew, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So now, it just all dawned. Long story short, you know, so when I first read it back in, like, 2000, it really just kind of, like, put everything into perspective and gave me a whole spiritual, and I got deeply rooted in my spirituality, and I finally figured out the difference between being spiritual and being religious. You know, spirituality just comes within. It's something you know, you have your own relationship with God or the universe instead of just worshiping
right.
something. You know what I'm saying? You get it. You're getting that stability, you know what I'm saying? Like a pyramid, you know what I'm saying? You like on solid ground,
right.
you know what I'm saying? You're striving for perfection, you know what I'm saying? So once I got knowledge of that, I was like, yo, so now
eat, young man.
You couldn't just come at me with like just that bullshit no more, you know what I'm saying? But then, so then I was in 2000, you know, and every time I put it down because I keep this book, but you know, I read it from time to time. So anyway, I read it like 3 times. So that was the first time I read it. So then I say probably maybe like 10 years ago, I picked it up again. And this time, you know, we got Google. This was probably like, I'll say probably maybe 7 years ago, probably like, well, in 2019. So like 2012, 2013, 2014, I started reading it again. And I remember coming across when it talked about like in Zulu culture or Zulu, whatever, it was saying how they had, you know, saw or came in contact with, like, the face of Mars, you know what I'm saying, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, face of Mars, you know what I'm saying? I remember reading about this in 2000, but I didn't have Google to kind of research it. So then 2014, I come across the same passage again. I'm like, face of Mars, like, well, all right, so let me just put this in to see if anything comes up. Yo, when I tell you, it blew my mind. So then I Google this, and I see from, like, the, what was that, 1977, like, Viking space mission that went up there, you know what I'm saying, took pictures. It was actually a face on Mars, like, literally, you know what I'm saying? And then I see pyramids on Mars, and it just blew my mind. I'm like, yo, why isn't this bigger news, you know what I'm saying? So that was just a total epiphany. So then I'm like, oh, no, that's something.
It wasn't,
you know,
bigger news because it doesn't meet the white man's narrative.
Exactly. So, but it blew my mind because then at that point I'm like, you know, talking shit like, oh, like aliens and like, it was like whatever. Like then I had another epiphany like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Then I thought about this myself, and I was like, yo, what if we are, like, you know what I'm saying? Because like, I was talking to somebody. We was just like, yeah, I think aliens may walk among us and stuff like that. And it didn't dawn on me, like, oh, I mean, this is just me. Then I'm like, yo, Egyptians come from someplace else, and what mixtures of it, you know what I'm saying? And I have that in me. Like, that's why I feel certain ways and why I feel a certain connection to this whole philosophy.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
So, like, when you look at the medium – and they were calling people, they were calling the Haitians refugees and the people refugees in
New Orleans.
They were
refugees.
Yeah, understand
that
the image that was put in our head, you know, just as growing up, it was the image of a white god over here. You know, he was white with long hair.
It's a question
all
my
of his
grandmother.
Was white.
Yeah,
but as you're saying that it was a face on Mars and there was pyramids, the white the people use alien, you know, they call illegal aliens. They call Mexican illegal aliens. So what if there's really human life on Mars, and the reason that they keep going up to Mars is to eliminate life that's on Mars so that they can have somewhere to go? You know, why is it that they give a story that the only planet that has life on it is ours? You know what I'm saying? What if there's people living on these other planets?
Yo, it's deeper, man.
It's deeper.
Way deeper. It definitely does.
Just how they stole America. You don't think that they're trying to steal what's on Mars? It's a, what are they so stuck on that they keep going, you know, out of space? They are so stuck on whatever mission it is that they are going on, and they say, oh, well, they're at the space station, and they really just show you right outside the space station, but you really don't know what they're doing. What if they are, you know, like the cavemen? What if they are going there and killing off these people, but they tell us aliens, and then they give us the definition of aliens, so we feel like they are not like
us. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It gets
so deep, you know what I'm saying? So that was like 6 or 7 years when, like, you know, I was finally able to, like, start to use Google and, like, research certain things, and that changed my whole thing. I remember I was talking to you and Smoogle about, like, to me, I look at Google and stuff, like, you got a library right on your phone. That's just deep, you know what I'm saying? If you just know how to do the proper research, you can kind of just connect the dots yourself. But, so lastly, and then now, you know, I was like, all right, you know, I started reading my Egyptian yoga book again, and it's like every time I have so much more understanding. So now I'm reading it, and it's just like, oh, man, it's starting to hit me so, in a way that it's, man, it's like, wow, it's like I can't even explain it. Like, you know, so another thing that I'll just touch on really quickly that was deep that I just finally got some understanding on is like, all right, you know, you have your third eye. And your third eye, you know, is like, you know, your intuition, you know what I'm saying? Your third eye is right in the middle in your forehead. So if you take your, you know, finger or two fingers and you put that right in between your eyes, that's your third eye, right? And your third eye opens up a lot. All right, so here's a couple things I'm just going to touch on real quick. I don't want to get too deep. But basically, like, regular eyes are closed, sleep or whatever, and you dream. You know what I'm saying? That's your third eye is open. You know what I'm saying? You're in another dimension at that time. So, you know, it's because your eyes are closed, but you can see in your dreams. You're seeing through your third eye. And then the other thing is, so you get some, you know, when you remember your dreams, that's when you can get some type of intuition or certain things. And you know, I'm not going to go too deep into that, but that's that. But then another thing too is when you don't dream, that's when your body is totally growing or just doing maintenance. You know what I'm saying? So when you get that good deep sleep and you don't remember your dream, that's that refresh. That's that refreshness. And then a lot of times too, and then also too, if you ever meditate, you know what I'm saying? I try to meditate every so often, especially when I get, you know, just too much stress, trying to bring some calmness to myself. Because when you look at your mind is always streaming certain thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, there's so many things you're thinking about doing today. I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to pay this bill, I got to do that. You know what I'm saying? So your mind is like a river. But when you can calm that river and you meditate, that calmness, that river in your mind becomes like a very calm lake. You know what I'm saying? If you could just picture the serenity of, you know, that's like, you know, being around Orlando or whatever, being around water. When you just go to that water, you can just look and you see that calmness. You know what I'm saying? It's not all wavy. And, you know what I'm saying? Like on a rainy, stormy day, and now it's just calm. And you see that sun going over that water. That's what your mind is when you meditate. You know what I'm saying? And then that opens up because now your third eye is opening and you connect to the universe. But here's the other thing too that I've been figuring out. That's your third eye. Your two eyes have different capabilities too, more than just seeing. You know what I'm, everybody just looks at it just like, okay, it's just a sense. But there's something behind that too. You know what I'm saying? Your right eye can never be satisfied. You know what I'm saying? So as you're projecting, you're seeing things with your right eye, you always want to see more. You know what I'm saying? That's the, you know, you're never truly satisfied. You always want to see more. You know what I'm saying? But your left eye gives you understanding. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you develop when you can read and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So you're seeing certain things and then you want more information, but then that left eye is giving you that understanding, and it's a combination of both. It gets deep, you know what I'm saying? And all this is just things that I'm slowly, it's, you know, through intuition, it's just coming to me, and I'm figuring it out, and it's giving me great understanding. So that's it.
So what he's saying to y'all in a nutshell, to read and to meditate, and you will see the powers that you possess and that you have. And lastly, like, the mental health, overcoming mental health issues, sometimes you're born into it, right? And there's nothing that you can do about it. And you live your life to be as normal as you possibly can. But, you know, on one side of my family, mental health issues are, you know, they are evident, you know. And, you know, it sprues from, you know, one person and it goes down. You know what I'm saying? So try to retrain your thinking. Now, I wanted to say this because you did touch on anxiety before. And feeling overwhelmed. Now, here's the thing, you know, they say that anxiety is connected to mental health issues, right? But listen, your body has an alert system on it. Just as Mo was talking about your eyes, your left, your right, and your third eye. When you get into a situation that is not right for you, your body will automatically alert you. That's called being aware. That's when you're well rested. You know what you're doing. Listen, I'm going to tell you this story. One day, when I was still, you know, Miss Lovely Blacking It, and this person really, really did not like me. Pretty much, I'm used to it. There was a couple people that really didn't like me. I was getting money on my own. I wasn't bringing them in. I wasn't, you know, sharing no connects. I'm just playing stupid, playing coy. They caught on. Like, okay. So they didn't like me, you know. And it was a string of events that, you know, was happening in my life. But, you know, I was making the move and I was doing what I do. Now, this individual was then playing under me, but trying to bring harm to me. So I was at the movie theater, right? And this guy, he walks up. And I seen the car circling around. So, you know, I didn't pay any attention, but he get out and he walk up. And as he's talking, my hands just started shaking on their own. And like he's just talking and my hands are shaking. That's what they call anxiety and feeling overwhelmed. But what happened next, he looked at my hands and he was like, damn, calm down. But what happened next is that they tried to kidnap me. And I got away. You know what I'm saying? Like it was, I can't even tell you how that played out for me to get away, but it wasn't my time. And so as they were trying to pull me to the car, my security is coming through the parking lot hitting 100 or better, and, you know, it wasn't going down. They seen it, but by the time the van would have got to me, my security would have been to me. You know, I was moving with security. My security would have got to me before them, right? And so they avoided mission. Now, you got a van coming at me, and this man right here, he's in a car, you know, and I got in the car with my security, and he was like, don't worry about it. You okay with me? And we left out. Right? We left out. Seen them at the light, right? They hauled one way, another way. But to understand, like, some of the things that our body is designed to do for us, to make us aware, we look at it and feel like it's a problem, right? When people can write backwards, they put the name of dyslexia on there. They want to put a name on everything that we can do. And if everybody else's body can't do it, they want to put a name on it. They want to make you feel like, you know, you're different. They want to make you feel like you don't meet the, you know, you don't make the cut. You're an oddball, but you are not. Having dyslexia, being able to write backwards is a gift.
Right.
Do you know they was writing backwards before they took over this and gave us English? That was just writing in code so you can be able to decipher something, but they put it and said, that's dyslexia. You shouldn't do that, right? Everything
they
took from us and said that we shouldn't do it to retrain our mind to feel like they want what they want us to feel like in their terms, and that's not correct. So stop trying to live up to anybody else's standards but your own. This is your life. You are riding this journey. You are walking this journey. You are on this journey. Can't no one else do this but you. So never feel that overwhelmed that you can't do stuff. Never feel that overwhelmed that you are this person and you should be able to do this and you can't, so you are less than. Man, you are on your journey. This is what you are supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So when they tell me, you know, anxiety is being overwhelmed, you know, yes, you know, recently, like 2016, I found out where they diagnosed me with anxiety. You know, this is what you have, anxiety. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, my body reacted to the fuck shit that you people doing. You know what I'm saying? You mother, that's what my body doing. You ain't right. My alert. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I feel about it. But, you know, they say, oh, well, you need medicine for this. Well, if the medicine that they're giving you is curing you, right, anything that you take that cleanses your spirit, you know, or cleanses your body or helps you, you don't have to take it, you know, forever, right? If you get cancer, they say they give you chemotherapy. You take chemotherapy for the rest of your life? No. You do it until it kills everything on the inside of you, the good and the bad, and then you stop and you let your body rebuild. So why is it that all of the prescriptions that they want to give you, you have refills on them? Apparently it's not helping your body spiritually or mentally.
And where
so
and it's synthetic. You got to remember it. Like,
rewrite.
You know, yeah, like I mean, those two.
Rewrite your destiny. Your destiny is yours. Whenever you feel down, pick up a book and read. If you can't read, I strongly suggest you get a Kindle where it reads to you. I strongly suggest that you be around people that uplift you. Now, if you doing bad and you feeling tumble, how the hell are you going to get around somebody else if they doing bad or feeling tumble? You need to get around the opposite because happiness comes from within. Stop trying to force people to be in your life that don't want to be there. You making yourself angry. You are trying to, that's like me saying, I really want to be with Tyler Perry. I'm going to make it work. And I get frustrated because I can't get close to him. I can't get near him. I'm getting frustrated. But I set this goal for myself. You know what I'm saying? This self-imposed goal for myself, right, that I can't obtain. And then I'm going to feel like my life is about to end. Sometimes you just have to realign your purpose. Realign your thought process to align with your purpose. That's what I'm trying to say. You are beautiful. You are an awesome being, you know. A lot of it is just unlearning what you learn. So, listen, I tell you guys this. I drive a Volkswagen Jetta, right? And so when people see me, you know what I'm saying, they like, oh, she ain't got no money. She drive a Volkswagen Jetta. Or they'll say, she ain't doing nothing. She driving a Volkswagen Jetta. Or I've heard people say, that joker, you know, talk about somebody, they ain't got no money. Look what they driving in. And I correct everybody that I hear say shit like that. Because if you only knew, you know, the thing is that you either want to be flashy or you want to be rich. Let me tell you something. These people that's out here flashy, you got an image to uphold every single time. When you see Drake might got a chain, might have a chain on. He might buy a little jewelry, invest in something. But Drake have on regular clothes, a plaid jacket, a shirt, some jeans. You know, when you see really, really rich people, they not doing all these things to persuade you. Yeah, they got nice cars. Yeah, they doing this. Yeah, they doing that. But they not overly, you know, oh, I'm trying to do this. Listen, if you smart, and I tell women this all the time, listen, the man, he ain't the one in the driver's seat with the big rims. The real man, he ain't the one that's driving in a 2019 Benz. You know what I'm saying? Unless he got old money. You got certain people that want to be seen, and they ain't even got it. But the image is everything. So they look like they got it. That's what they do. And I never got rid of my car because I felt like, why? If that's what's going to make them feel like I ain't got it, then that's how I'm going to roll. If that's what's going to make them feel like, you know, I'm not equivalent to what they're doing, that's how I'm going to roll. That's how I'm going to roll. My car paid off. You know what I'm saying? Not one car payment. That's how I'm going to roll, though. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm going to roll because people are so caught up in what they see. And it be all wrong. It be all wrong. You know, I had to tell my people, you know, he was like, you know, we were talking about, you know, living arrangements. And he was like, you know, I'm here, and, you know, where I'm at, it got this, and it got that, and, you know, it's awesome black, and this, this, that, and other. And I'm like, I hear you, right? But what he got, he paid $1,700 a month for, and I think it's a two-bedroom, okay? Maybe two, one or two. And I said, well, that's nice, baby, but I'd rather live modest and save that extra money to go and buy what I want. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to think about owning your own, or you just want to live in the experience. You know, you got people like that. They want to just live in the experience. They just want to do it just to say they're doing it because they want people to look at them a certain type of way and feel a certain type of way about how people look at them. You know what I'm saying? I have been in this industry for too long to even give a fuck about how somebody look at me or perceive me. You know? So with that being said, I had to say, listen, babe, let's live modest. And let's save this money. Because I can think of a lot of things that we could do with an extra $500, $400 a month, you know. For one, that's savings. That's savings.
You don't live by your means.
Exactly. So stop trying to impress everybody else. Because I want the man that ain't doing that. But he gonna still need to do something because, you know. But stop trying to think that you got to keep up with everybody else. Because the same people that you are trying to keep up with in this world, the same people that look like they live in it, they go home and they step out their entire body. They skin be on the floor with their clothes. They out here portraying an image that they cannot keep up with. Yeah, they got the fancy car. But guess what? The girl paid the car note. Yeah, every time you see them, they got on new clothes. But guess what? The girl either paying for it or the other girl stealing it. When he get to his house, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they got all kind of new stuff in there. But guess what? He ain't get it on his credit. He got it and sent it to another address and he stole it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my point is you never know what a person has to do to keep up with this image that they are giving you. You know what I'm saying? And if you a smart man, I don't know not one smart man that's going to throw away money that he really don't have. I don't know not one smart man that feels like it's okay to invest in somebody else's project before investing in this. I ain't saying y'all dumb. All I'm saying is I don't know no smart man that's doing it. You know, I don't know no smart man that's paying, you know, thousands of dollars just to rent something. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't got your shit together. And you don't own your house on the prairie. You know, that ain't your playhouse. That's your real. I don't know a smart man that's doing that. So you got to understand the things that other women look at and they praise. I'm the exact opposite. I ain't looking at all of that. Now show me your bank account and let me see how many zeros in there. Because that's what I want to look at. I want to look at bank statements. I want to look at bank accounts. I want to see investments. That's the shit I want to see. I don't want to see your Gucci belt or your $1,000 tennis shoe or your $500 shirt or your $80,000 car. I don't want to see none of that because that shit don't hold no value. Who invests that much money in a car just to have a car when the car depreciates as soon as you pull it off the car lot and keeps going? It's mental health.
True,
change
man.
The way that you think about situations. Change the way that you think about life and you think about where you should be at, and you'll be better off. Now, Mo Benz, and we love you.
Well,
we love you. And always feel free to call in. Time for the world famous chop up.
Oh, yeah, you already know. So, yeah, this is the world-famous chop-up, you know what I'm saying? This is the part of the show when I get a chance to just talk my shit, you know what I'm saying? Chop it up on some issues and things that I thought was interesting during the week. It was kind of a slow week this week, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Miss Lovely Black saw anything in the news, but I'm going to start out with this. I don't know if we touched on this last week a little bit, but that what's really going on in the Dominican Republic right now? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, I mean, of course, I'm on the outside looking in, but I just wonder, you know, I think it's up to like 8 tourists have recently died, you know what I'm saying, over there. Like, so I don't know if it's coming to like the water that they're drinking or drinking from the mini bar, you know, and then Big Poppy, who was like the legendary baseball player from Boston Red Sox. He was, you know, shot, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to, you know, figure out what's really good, you know what I'm saying, with that whole situation out there. So, you know, just as it's very interesting to me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, like, I'm just intrigued. You know, so many people is going to be, like, turned off, and rightfully so, because they hear so many things in the news. But you could probably get a cheap-ass ticket to DR right now, and I'll be just interested in the kind
baby
of
baby daddy, if you out there in the world and you listening, I got you. I got your ticket. You don't have to worry.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. It'll be good. You know, right now, with all this shit going on, I'm sure you can go to it. It was already cheap. You know, a cheap little vacation, but now it's like extra cheap with all the shit that's going on. So, I thought that was kind of interesting. I'm gonna keep my ear to the street. You know what I'm saying? Because I always just think that's an interesting dynamic. How you got DR on one side, you got Haiti on the other side. It's one big island, but you know, two countries on one island. One country seems to have all types of earthquakes in Haiti, and then the other comes, part of the island doesn't. One part of the island.
Well, that these folks, they control the weather. And Haiti, they keep fucking with Haiti because Haiti don't fuck with them. You know, Haiti do their own thing, and they don't like that. You know, they know Haiti is so, they tell you, they voodoo and all this whole other crazy because Haiti defeated them with hoodoo, which is one of the greatest things that could have ever happened. And, you know, of course, America don't like anybody that can defeat them in anything. So they don't mess with Haiti as far as trying to take it over, but they leave Haiti stuck. So everything that keeps happening is Haiti is more so man-made, but they survivors.
Yeah, no, shout out to all the Haitians.
But also, God, who is that? Dominican Republic, I want to say?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Revoking black folks' citizenship.
Wow.
Yeah, so many black people are losing their citizenship there. And I said, wow, what a coincidence in the wake of all of these people that are coming up dead, you know, out here. So I have no idea what's going on in
So I'm gonna keep my eye on that. So you know, I just think as it develops, you know, I'm gonna, you know, in the chop ups in the next few weeks, I'll keep my eye on this story. So that's that. Now speaking of, as far as music, you know what I'm saying, I always keep my ear to the streets as far as music. So I got to shout out what I'm vibing to. So I gotta give a shout out to, what is it, Griselda Records. They did it again. So shout out to Benny the Butcher. Dropped the album called The Plugs I Met. And it's just, you know, real hardcore. You know, not even really hardcore. It's just like a street record, but it's different in a way. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, I'll say I like it because it's just seven tracks. So they took that whole, you know, Kanye last year. Last year to release album after album, and it was all like seven track albums. If you remember, Kanye released his album, Teyana Taylor, even though hers was like eight tracks. Freaking Pusha T had his, then he had a joint album with Kid Cudi and Kanye, seven tracks. Nas dropped his seven track album. So, the Benny the Butcher, The Plugs I Met is dope, and you know, a lot of people be like, oh, about cocaine and drug dealing, but at the same time, if you just take that out, if you can just, you know, let your imagination kind of open up a little bit, and whatever you're doing, whatever your hustle is, if you just give that same passion, as far as I guess how he's like, you know, talking about it on the album and stuff like that, you just put whatever hustle you is, like mine is real estate, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be, whatever got you on your grind, you know what I'm saying, getting that paper. Definitely just a cool album. And the fact that it's just seven tracks makes it just nice, short, sweet. You know what I'm saying? I like the way they did the album cover. The album cover has got, like, one of my favorite movies, you know, Scarface. But it's got the picture of, you know, Al Pacino and Sosa when they're walking. I think they just made a big-time deal. And, you know, as you know, Sosa was the plug. You know what I'm saying? Al Pacino went over there, you know, hooked up with the plug, and then ever since he hooked up with Sosa, he was kind of on or whatever. But yeah, just a dope concept album, you know. And then you got some, what's dope about these cats, so you got West Side Gun, who was the first one to come out with it, and then Benny the Butcher, and then you got Conway, and they out of Buffalo, New York, you know what I'm saying? So I just like the way they grind it, man. I like how it's just a straight underground, and they just kind of taking it to, you know, bringing it back to that, like, you know, street hop, you know what I'm saying? Like real street type music, but it's sophisticated in a way, you know what I'm saying? If you know about that lifestyle or whatever. But, and what's dope about it, so they got like some interesting features. These are like legends in the game, and they're on there, they just going toe to toe, you know what I'm saying, with my man Benny. So you got the first song, it's called, I think it's called Crown the King, or Crown the King, something like that. I'm probably messing it up a little bit, but Black Thought. You know what I'm saying? Black Thought from the Roots. Oh, man, just spit. You know, Black Thought is one of the illest lyricists. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Black Thought, Jadakiss, Pusha T. And like I said, it's short and sweet. It's just 7 tracks. So I'm vibing to it. Definitely recommend it. 2 thumbs up. Then also, too, another album to drop this week that I'm going to give some props to, because I've been peeping her grind. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the 305 Miami. I got to give it up to Trina. You know, I've been kind of zoning out, you know, me and my wife, you know, one of our guilty pleasures, you know what I'm saying? We just be on our VH1 shit, you know what I'm saying? We be watching all the other hip hops, Black Ink, and all that shit. That's how we kind of vibe or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, then peeping her story on, you know, what was it, Love and Hip Hop Miami. And I love to see somebody that just, you know, you see they grind, and, you know, I see she was trying to get her album back out, and, you know what I'm saying, working towards it. Her and Trick was going through their little issues or whatever. Shout out to Trick Daddy. But, yeah, she, you know, so long story short, she put out a nice album. It's called The One, you know, no homo, but, you know, I was vibing to it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to kind of hear what she was talking, see her finished product, especially after her, you know, promoting it on the show or whatever. But dope. I got to give it up to her. I think she's like the little kid position as far as being that young OG. And what I mean by that, it seems like now Trina, she's got the most influence as far as, like, you know, she's an OG in the game, but she's still young enough for the younger generation to respect her, you know what I'm saying? They still respect her grind and her hustle as being a pioneer, you know what I'm saying? Because she kind of opened the doors for City Girls, and you got, you know, Megan Thee Stallion now, and, you know, and all these other rap cats and rap females. And what was dope,
FYI,
too.
FYI, I love Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, yeah, you have to kind of vibe into her. I like her little outfits. You know what I'm saying? That's like first and foremost. Yeah. Her little outfits be wavy. You know what I'm saying? Them little cowgirl outfits, man. I like her little, you know what I'm saying? I like her little wave. It took me a little minute to get kind of used to her, like, little accent and the way she kind of, like, her, like, I guess, cadence. But yeah, I like what she, you know, and I love the way, like, her promotions. You know, I think the first one, the song she got, the big singer, what is it called? Big Old Freak. You know, that album cover's got, like, a Playboy kind of cover to it. You know what I'm saying? It's got that. And then the new one, I forgot the name of the newest album that she just dropped, but it's got, like, that real, you know, I'm big into, like, the 70s. Black exploitation movies, you know, Foxy Brown, the Mac, and Superfly, and all that shit. But you know, like her cover of her album kind of has that like old 70s poster kind of look to it. So shout out to her. But anyway, getting back to Trina, the Trina album is dope because when you listen to somebody like Megan Thee Stallion, you listen to City Girls, or even like Cardi B, or whatever, you see the influence that Trina has put out there. You know what I'm saying? It started with Lil' Kim, but I think now Trina definitely got that torch now. But yeah, it's definitely a good album. Definitely check it out. You know what I'm saying? I definitely give it a, you know, the Mo Benz thumbs up. And yeah, you can see all the, you know, young females now, they kind of, you know, she's influential to what they're doing. And that's really it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, it's a light week because, you know, we're in the dog days of summer now, you know what I'm saying? So really, not too much going on the sports tip. I ain't really big into soccer like that. Shout out to the women's soccer team, though. They doing anything. They're probably going to take the World Cup. Free agency, waiting to see how that's going to shape up. Of course, you know, I talked about how, you know, LeBron and Anthony Davis, they're going to link up in L.A. We just waiting on them. Oh, yeah, I got to talk. Shout out to Zion. I mean, this did happen. Shout out to Zion. Definitely was the number one pick. And New Orleans, New Orleans is going to be lit. You know what I'm saying? So as far as them being, they're definitely like a basketball city that's on the rise. I just think they're local. They're like the celebrities from New Orleans. I think they just got to really support their hoop team because they got something special there. They can just nurture it. It can really be something big. So I just would like to see like Currency and Wayne and Baby, Juvenile, Mass. I think Master P's already been supporting. Just support that movement they got going on. You got Lonzo Ball going down there. Brandon Ingram came over in that trade. Like I said, they already got Drew Holiday. They got Zion Williamson. So they got a nice young team. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting to see the moves that they make going into next season. So it's a lot of moving parts in sports. Football is about to, kick back into play. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my Cleveland Browns. Man, that's going to be a big year for us. And, that's really it, man. That's all I really got for the world famous shop up this particular week. What you was tripping on? Anything, you know what I'm saying?
Congratulations to Superset. She's finally at the hospital. She's back getting her money. Superset, Crayon Case, CEO. Super, I had you on my mind the whole time. She was sick, she was in the hospital three different times. The last time she was in there for 9 days. And
but put me on the who,
man,
is she? I don't even know.
She's Super Sick. Look on Instagram, Super Sick, Super _Sick.
Super Sick.
And
okay, what she do though?
Basically, basically, she just really she's the CEO of Crayon Case. She helped a lot of women. She put a lot of women on. She put a lot of women on with her radio show. With her cosmetic line, and she does a lot of different things. So,
businesswoman.
She's completely awesome.
Okay, Superset is her name.
Superset, yeah. Congratulations to Superset. Also, you know something just caught my attention, right? Like, something just completely caught my attention. I was very bad. But let me see. Superset, God dang, that threw me off. Threw me way off track.
Anything good?
Let me see. What else? I don't think I had nothing else. Because I don't think I've been on.
I had been on social media too tough this particular week. So I might have missed.
People, so I know missed some things. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle's brother. I think it's his brother or manager or something. They are trying to get copyrights for the marathon continues.
Shout out to Nipsey, man.
That's a big thing. Definitely get it popping.
Definitely.
Other than that,
that's pretty much it. All right, so look, and then also too. So before I forget, definitely follow the Twitter feed for our show, and that's going to be Real Adult Talk. And we got that Southern twang on it, so that's Real Adult, and then Talk spelled TAWK. Holler at us on there. Follow me on my regular Twitter, which is going to be MoBins, MoBinns. I've been kind of falling back on my Instagram, but I'm going to get back into it. It's been a busy couple of weeks, man. So before I just caught a thought, but if you want to put a face with the voice, holler at me on Instagram. That's MoBinns. Is the handle. And then, of course, if you would like to be on the show, you can definitely slide in a DM or email me, and that's MoBinns@gmail.com. But even though it was like a slow week for me, this was like a boring week for me altogether, but I still was networking at the same time, got some things I'm working on. for our show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna keep you posted. Just some energy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I'm
shout out to Smooth. You know, last weekend he had to do the whole Father's Day thing. This week he's in China. You know, told you he does his contracts and he has to go overseas.
That's
when the government deems fit for him to go overseas. So you know, he had a good little run here. But he's in China, I think, for a week or two. He's coming back. So he caught a break because the last time, like I said, he shared too, that they came over to him the last time. So this time he had to go over out to China.
I'd like to see that.
So safe travels to him. And, he don't move for nothing under, like, $100,000, I think, something like that. So, he do pretty good with what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? He's been doing it for a very long time, so, you know, he's like a professional. So when they call him, they want something big done. So, listen, let me tell y'all what happened. I'm sitting here, and I'm trying to remember what the news was. I'm just, like, sitting outside. I'm in my car, actually. I came outside, and as I'm sitting here, so rewind. Earlier, the police was sitting at the neighbor's house with the lady. She was sitting outside on her truck. And for whatever reason she was complaining about or whatever she was saying, making her, you know, report to them or whatever, and they was just sitting out there for a while. Boom, they left when I came back. So as I come back and I'm sitting here, I guess the man who she was complaining about had left off in her car. And he just pulled back up. So as he's pulling up, one policeman is behind him and one is flying down the street. But as he's coming down the street, he turned his lights off. So now I'm like, who in the hell is flying down the street with their lights off? It's the police. So I'm sitting in my car with the AC on, and then he gets out and turns around and flashes his flashlight at my car. And I'm like, what the fuck is he jumping out of his car, flashing his lights over here? But he actually walked over there, and they're questioning the person in the car. So now they're searching the car, and I'm wondering, what the hell?
Okay, so all this was going on when you was talking, so I was like, kind of like.
Yeah, but I was like, I was trying to remember the news, but, like, they searching the car. They didn't even give the man a chance to turn the car off. He literally just pulled in the yard. He's out of the car, but he literally pulled in the yard, the girl right there. They pulled in the yard, and the lights are still on. Everything is still on with the car. So I'm not sure what the hell they got going on, but they was like right on her ass.
Shit. All right, well,
just a little drama.
A little drama, huh? I like,
you know,
well,
nosy.
Yeah, no, I see.
I was like, why the fuck you jumping out flashing his lights over here? Now, I don't do no wrong now. You know,
like, hold on.
I don't do nothing that they can't go and bust out with a civil suit. Now, I ain't doing no crazy shit. Don't flashlight over here, buddy.
Right. Yeah, ain't nothing over here to see.
Make sure you guys check out the website, the new MsLovelyBlack.com. That's MsLovelyBlack.com. Make sure you continue to share the show, man. You guys are steadfast and holding in your numbers. Tell a friend and another friend. Jump on the top five for the show. We appreciate it. And California is still holding us down. So, you know, shout out to Cali.
West Coast, man.
Doing your thing. Yeah. I always loved the West Coast, even when I went over there.
Facts. Oh, definitely, man. That's a good time in Cali, man. Shout out to my peoples over there, too. Shout out to everybody in Pasadena.
What is her name? Akbar. She's the newest member of Love & Hip Hop. She just signed the deal. She's out in California living it up big. I started following her. I got on her late, but she's just a real chick. You know what I'm saying? She came with her struggle in her hand. You know, she lost her kids. You know what I'm saying? She talks about that. So salute to her and, you know, for her sharing her story. She made it. You know what I'm saying? She didn't let her weight keep her down. She didn't do any of that. Yeah. It was so funny because I seen a video of her talking about she was at a party in California, and when she walked in there, everybody was coked up, and she was like, yeah, I don't belong out here. Trust me, honey, when you go to California, yeah, it's a whole different world, you know?
Yeah,
it's a lot of coke going on in California, you understand me?
Whatever
so,
your vice is.
You know, I don't care how many, boats they hit. Yeah, they just hit another boat, and it took so many, like, millions of dollars of drugs, but I don't care how many millions of dollars of drugs, they're going to always have coke in California. It's going to always have, you notice that they always hit the boats coming on the East Coast. They'll never hit the motherfuckers on the West Coast. They hit the ones coming on the East Coast.
They love them. Yeah, no, they let them live.
Yeah.
In New York, they ain't trying to let you live. It's simply, you know, they don't want no kingpins coming out of New York.
And in Florida, yeah, they so Akbar, welcome to the industry. It's something totally different. You'll understand it's a whole different code. When you in Hollywood, the things is a lot different, you know. Don't tell too much of what's going on, you know, but the coke stories is what everybody knows, and you're going to see a lot of sex capades and all kinds of things in California. California is its own nation by itself, so,
it really is
something that trips you the fuck out when you go out there, and you just really be like, what? And I'm like, what the fuck? And I absolutely love myself. When I went out there on the first time for a week, the next time I went out was for a couple of days, and then after that it was kind of like in and out trips, but, you know, it's a whole different lifestyle out there, you know, some of your favorite people in the world, you see them like, wait a minute, you know, but understand that these are characters that people create, and you fall in love with the character, not the person, you know, so Hollywood, you know, size is very important, so, you know, shit, you ain't gonna need no tummy tucks, you stay out there in Hollywood, because you'll have that weight off your fast. You wonder why don't nobody have no weight on them on the West Coast, honey. That's
no-go. That's kind of true. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out there, man. I'm out in Hollywood,
yeah,
now, so definitely had a good time out there, man, when I was out there. It's been too long till I had to get back out there, man, speaking of. Yeah, man, so that's really about it, you know what I'm saying? How we do each and every Sunday night, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do, man. Real talk, man. So this was definitely another interesting topic. So, you know, just to retouch on the topic, you know, anybody out there suffering from mental health issues, you know, just please try to talk it out. You know what I'm saying? Because don't make a rash decision that, you know, that you can't come back from. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely, you know what I'm saying? Don't let it get to that, you know what I'm saying? So whatever brings you happiness, do it. You know what I'm saying? Do it. Don't get caught up, man. Just whatever brings you happiness, as long as it's not hurting nobody, just do it, man. Just keep your balance. And that's it. Oh, also too,
right,
definitely be on the lookout for the retweet. So, you know, once Miss Lovely Black puts it out there, you know what I'm saying, I'll definitely retweet the show. And like I said, be on the lookout. So definitely work on some things, you know what I'm saying, spice up some stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So
That's what's up, man. Mental illness, mental health is real. You know, check on your strong friends out there. You know, you might see them doing something, but you never know what they got to do to get to where they're going. You know, it's hard to talk to people because they quick to, you know, say, hey, this is what this person got going on. They quick to point, you know, at the elephant in the room, but in actuality, you know, they the mirror and elephant. So I get it. I understand, man. Find you somebody that you can trust and you can confide in. I want to thank my team for being so awesome and so amazing. I want to thank my team for being right there, and more than anything, I hear the I'm proud of you moments. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you. And I think just that alone is what gives me strength on being down here. You know, just the I'm proud of you moments is just something that I can't even imagine, you know, at this point being without. You know, I thank everybody that has believed in me and my rebranding and my career. Man, you would not go – unnoticed, you know, because it's not easy to have people believe in you. It's not easy to have people rock with you, you know. You have plenty of people that say, I'm proud of you, you know, behind closed doors, but they don't support you in public. And it costs nothing to support. It costs nothing to share the radio show. It costs nothing to share interviews. It costs nothing to share books, you know. So when you tell me that you're proud of me or when you say I'm rocking with you, man, share my shit. Support what I'm doing. It costs you nothing to do that. And it's okay to support me, and then, you know what I'm saying, and they don't like me, man. It starts from somewhere. So salute to everybody, man. I highly appreciate everything that you guys are doing right now. It means the world to me. And thank you, man. Next Sunday, we see you next Sunday. And we'll be talking about the other interviews that I did and them coming out. So have a good night. Peace.
Everybody be safe. All right.